Just on Tom Doyle, you've spoken several times about preferring to stick to your own squad. What changed this week that made you go into that loan market?
The fact that Andy's thumb's pretty bad. Again, I thought we needed a bit of cover on the bench for him, and then I don't mind using Tommy Doyle as a middle as well to play as a 13, so it just gives us a bit of variety and another option there, Mick.
Did you just look at Tom Doyle, or did you look at other players?
No, there was a couple. There was a couple, but then knowing the history and the background of his relationship with the Bulls, it certainly made it easy for me.
How familiar do you feel Tom Doyle is with the way you want to play, and you know what? How do you expect him to slot in on Friday against Hawkinson Rovers?
Oh, he has no idea how we play. No idea. And I can't teach him in one training session either. We don't play like the majority of Super League teams. We move the ball a lot and we play off offloads. So to try and coach him that in one session would be impossible. So I've just stripped it all back for him. Defend well, defend tough, and if he gets an opportunity to run, run.
I know you touched upon it a little bit, but you know the fact is, had nearly 60 games for the club previously. He knows, you know, players like Ethan Ryan, who we played with back in 2019. That's got to be a win-win.
Yeah, it was a nice moment. He walked in this morning, he's seen Sam Allis, he's seen Ethan Ryan, and there's a lot of high fives and a lot of hugging. So we had to put him at ease straight away. Then he came into my office and met the staff, and it just felt very normal, which I think it made young Doyle at ease.
Just on, like, Jacko Monroyd, obviously, out for the season, and another one, and Jaden not being able to feature this weekend. Winston Churchill had his sort of darkest hour. How tough has the last sort of 10 days been for you in this period of trying to get 17 fit players, you know, ready for a game?
We've gone through this for a little while now, Mick, with the injury, so it's... The last 10 days are probably no different than the previous 2 or 3 months, if I'm really honest. It's just who plays where in what position. That's probably my most difficult thing that I have. So, for example, Luke Hooley will drop into the centre again. It's how I get that player to play their best in that position, what's not their natural position. So it's the swapping of changing of players out of position to try and maximise them to win Super League games. That's probably my difficulty, Mick, not the... who plays at the sleepless nights. That's not the case. Again, they come in every day willing to learn and get better, and ultimately still learning the style of play that I have. And then when you've got to move people around who are not used to it and play on position, that's the difficulty I have.
I know you said Jaden might be back next week against Warrington. Jaden has missed significant chunks of the season through the calf tear and this, you know, shoulder problem. How frustrating has it been for you, I guess, for Jaden in trying to manage his availability this year?
I'd probably say it's more of a frustration from Jaden. Ultimately, it's a part of the game. You do get injuries, and Jaden's very frustrated. He's spoken to me yesterday. He's desperate to play. He said, I'd put me on the other side of the field so I can defend better on one shoulder and I'll play. And so it's just, again, it just shows what kind of team that I have and the quality of player that I have and what they want to do for the team. But it wouldn't have been right to put him out there on one arm this week. But yeah, I'd probably say it's more of a frustration than Jaden than what it is for me.
And just how much of the team's sort of attacking shape suffered this season with those injury setbacks? I think looking at what I've got wrote down here, you're back up to 15 players out for Friday's game.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, Mick, isn't it? 15 players, it's so difficult. Again, we're pretty much missing our right edge with Ockhambore and Eason Masters, and then you talk about Ruan Mills, and you probably look at the first 8 rounds of Super League when we're near fully fit, of what we could do and what our attacking style looked like in particular. So we've had to tweak things, we've had to play about with things. It's certainly challenged my coaching in my first year as the head coach at this club, of wanting to bring a philosophy of play and having to adapt on the go with such unprecedented injury, so it certainly challenged my coaching at times.
With all the injuries you faced, has that changed your thinking on squad depth that you're going to need for next season, 2027?
Not particularly, but what I have found is, let's take your middles out for a second, you probably need 4 deep in every position, from outside backs to pivots to back rows. You probably need 4 deep, and then if you're used to having anywhere from 10 to 12 middles, you probably need 14 to 15, just because of the such a strange year that we've all had injury-wise. It's, yeah, it probably makes you sit down and go, instead of having maybe 30, you probably want 34. If you've got 33, you probably want 36. So yeah, it does make you question it a little bit, Mick.
Just on the Guy Armitage situation, I know you've obviously, you know, you've seen what he's posted on social media. Is that an indication that you've made your mind up on those six or seven players? I think you said a couple of weeks back that, you know, we're still 50-50 in your mind?
Yes, we're getting close now to releasing where we're at with the players. What I wanted to do, Mick, is there's a cut-off date of, I think it's around the 31st of August, and what I said from day one that I come to the club, to the players, is if we're in a position where we're not going to keep you moving forward, I will let you know as early as I can to either sort another club or for some boys potentially go back to work, because we were such a unique situation of having to get a full-time team together in the space of 6 weeks with a championship team that was part-time. So I was always open and honest with the players that I'd help them the best I can as early as I can to help them get the next part of life sorted.
And just finishing on a positive, you mentioned Alfie Leake's going to make his Super League debut on Friday night. I don't know if you know this, but he'll be the 33rd homegrown player since 2016 to make his Bradford Bulls debut, following in the footsteps of Ethan Ryan, Matty Staughton, Rowan Mittens, Jacob Truman. It's a proud statistic for the Bradford club and for Alpha.
It is, yeah. It shows the history that we have with the club. It shows that there is still a pathway there. It's a great day for Alfie and his family. I'm sure there'll be as many of his supporters over there as he can. I think he's already asked for about 20 tickets. So, yeah, it's a huge day for him. Ryan Sutton come to me privately. I probably shouldn't say this, but I will. He said, I'm going to make sure I look after Alfie Leake out there because I know he's going to work hard for us. So it's a big day for him. It's a big day for the club. And I'm really excited to see the kid go and play Super League.
I was just going to mention next that duty of care to, you know, young players. Like, I think Alfie's 18, 19. How much of a part do players like Ryan Sutton, who are, you know, they've been in Super League grand finals, you know, won it twice with Wigan, and he's been to Australia with Cameron Canterbury, and here's young Alfie Leake, you know, he's had a few loan games at Salford, but, you know, he's now facing the current Super League champions.
Yeah, we've all been there. People who've played the game, you all start out making your debut and it's the most scariest thing in the world, and you look to your senior blokes around you, and we've got some pretty special senior blokes here at this club. So yeah, again, I'd spoken to Alfie this morning when I'd given the news of you had to become a Super League athlete really quickly in pre-season. He trained very hard. We had to expose him of going playing against men, so we gave him that opportunity at Salford in particular. So he's done everything he can to be ready to make his Super League debut. We won't overly judge him. We just want him to go out there and do his best. He will get things wrong. But at this stage of his career, he's putting a Bradford Bulls shirt on in the Super League, and I think he'll do us all proud.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.